conversation that I hoped we'd have on Friday, but we're having it today. I'm looking forward to it because how many times have we been told breakfast is the most important meal of the day? And it's something I'm sure you stress with your kids before they head off to school, some of them turning their own noses up to the cereal or whatever you've prepared for them for breakfast. Well, now there's new research that shows that merely having breakfast means nothing if our kids aren't getting the right foods to start off the day. I speak now to Professor Andrew Martin, who is a professor of educational psychology at the University of New South Wales in Australia. Good morning, Andrew. Really appreciate your time. Why study breakfast?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me. So I guess we do know that fueling the body and mind is important. Our group are educational psychologists, so we're interested in students' learning. And we also know that students, particularly once in high school and teenagers, a lot of them are either skipping breakfast or having an unhealthy breakfast, as you indicated. And so we drew all that together in a study of just under 700 high school students, and we got information on what sort of breakfast they were eating. And later that day, we also assessed their motivation and we assessed their achievement, and we're interested in the link between those things.
Yeah, before we get into those findings, first let's define, what does a healthy breakfast mean?
Yeah, so the study was based in Australia, and so we used our National Health and Medical Research Council guidelines, but they're similar across the world. And so healthy breakfasts, we're asking students to indicate how much they're eating, whole grains and cereals, some vegetable or fruit, water and milk, and things like that. Or we also ask them how much, processed meats they're eating, unhealthy bakery goods, sugary drinks, high fat, high sugar, and so on. And so we scored students up. And so that was how we were able to identify those students that were eating a healthy breakfast or an unhealthy one.
So to your findings, you found that students who ate a healthy breakfast in the morning, on the morning before school, before study, demonstrated a higher level of motivation and achievement, not just necessarily what it does to the body, but how a breakfast impacts on the cognitive ability in helping them learn at school. Take us through some of those findings.
Yeah, absolutely. And you used the key word, that was the cognitive. Thinking, even teenagers thinking, burns up a lot of energy. And especially among teenagers at high school, the schoolwork is getting more difficult. It's designed to get more difficult. Just as soon as you've understood something, the teachers go and raise the bar on you again. The demands are complex. And also, there'll be times of the day where you are physical. So there's a lot of energy being burnt here. And I guess the type of fuel that you're going into that day with matters. And so if you're going in with food that burns quickly, like sugar, then by the time you get to school and hitting your first lessons, you're possibly approaching a cliff, or if not, have already fallen off it, which is why we actually found that those having an unhealthy breakfast seem to have the same low motivation and achievement as those that had skipped breakfast altogether. So whereas the healthy breakfast students, they were going in with a fuel that sustained them through the day. Those items I mentioned, whole grains, vegetable, fruit, water, all of those don't burn quickly. They actually sustain you through a longer period of time. And that's what we think was happening.
So you're finding that it's not just about the caloric intake. It's not just about putting a foodstuff in someone's belly to feel full. And this could be anything from a highly refined white bread, peanut butter sandwich to a sugary cereal. It's not just about filling a belly, it's about filling a belly with food that then has a delay in the release of that energy that sustains a young person to learn up until lunchtime. Essentially, no breakfast is akin to having a so-called unhealthy breakfast when it comes to a learner's ability to learn and take in information.
That was, like you were saying, we thought that, well, maybe at least having something, kicks you along for a bit. And we were expecting that the unhealthy breakfast might have been somewhere halfway between not having it and a healthy. But no, it turned out an unhealthy didn't do you any favours later in the day. I remember my mother used to tell me as a kid, Andrew, what you eat and drink today walks and talks tomorrow. And so there's something in those sorts of wisdoms, but that's what she's getting. She wasn't saying eat anything. It's actually what you eat and drink today walks and talks tomorrow. So that was quite interesting.
Really appreciate your time, Professor Andrew Martin, Professor of Educational Psychology at the University of New South Wales. What do you feed your kids in the morning? I cannot eat in the morning. My first meal for the day is probably around about 11 o'clock. My kids only at the moment prefer some buttered toast. We've offered them a boiled egg. We've offered them some slice of fruit. No, all they want is some buttered toast. We're going to have a conversation at home when I see them